you know, anticipating my death is something that's hanging over my head through the entire journey. But the reality is that a lot of death row inmates, you know, they'll have their scheduled execution, but very, very frequently there's a stay for some reason, legal reason or other. And very frequently that stay happens, and then that stay ends up getting dropped for some reason or whatever, and they end up getting executed in the end anyway. So they get a lot of this, oh, I'm going to die tonight, I'm going to die tonight. Oh, never mind, you're not going to die tonight. And then they'll end up dying 3 weeks later. And so it doesn't really hit until I'm actually on the way to the table. Nothing's happened to interrupt that yet. And it's crazy because, like, you know, Jake's vocal writing is very, very brilliant, and he's really good at writing these incredibly strong ensembles where the vocal texture is so thick that you're just kind of plowed over by it. But that's the case with the ensemble that's sung on the way to the lethal injection table. And Sister Helen, in that moment, I look over to the warden and I ask him, can Sister Helen touch me? And he says yes, and she puts her hand on my shoulder. That's the first time any woman has touched me in I don't know how long. It's also the first physical contact I've had with anyone at that point that didn't involve, you know, getting me in and out of chains or, you know, restraining me in some way or other. It was the first, like, loving physical contact I'd have for her. And so for me, that's so, so overwhelming, first off. But then she starts quoting all this scripture from Isaiah saying, do not be afraid, God is with you. And that just slays me every time, because there's this feeling of everything is all of a sudden going in sort of fast motion and slow motion at the same time. And if you've ever been in any sort of in a car wreck or in any sort of like situation in which you thought, oh, I think I'm going to die right now, that's this sense of time completely changes. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm feeling in that moment. And but then she puts that hand on my shoulder, and all I'm hanging on to at that moment are her words. And so that's very, very powerful. And then from there, we go to the execution table, and then I say the last words to the parents.